The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On the second stop of her Northwest tour, Indigenous musician Kim Gucci is back in Terrace to perform at the Remley Theatre. Gucci talked a little bit about her history with Terrace and what it'll be like coming back to the city.
I was one of the students in the pilot project of Northern Native Broadcasting. That is why I moved to Terrace, because I wanted to be a radio broadcaster. So I moved to Terrace in 1985. And I took the training under Lynn Terbasket, who was one of my teachers. I was just 21, I believe. 20. No, I was 20. I have been back a couple times, just driving through, like not to do any shows or anything like that. And it's just changed so much that I don't have a lot of memory of it. So it'll be interesting to come back again.
Gucci went on to talk about how she approaches her performances and what people can expect from one of her concerts.
A little bit of everything, you know, like you say, it does become interactive. And I become very, very good at reading the crowd. And that is how I deliver a show. It's based on what I'm getting from the audience. So if the audience is very chill, very laid back, very serious, and like low energy, I kind of meet them there for a while. And then eventually when they get to know me a little bit, then they start to open up a little bit. Then I start to open up a little bit. I don't just come in with a big punch. It's a gradual get to know each other. You know, sometimes I will get people to step out of their comfort zone. Actually, no, I most always do. And it's just been incredible. It's been an incredible, incredible life being able to share music and to connect with people at a heart and a soul level.
Touching on topics like truth and reconciliation and missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people in her music, Gucci talked about how she approaches those subjects in her live performances.
Music is that absolutely safest way, in my opinion, to create awareness and to deliver hard messages. And to, it's like you sing a song and it's my interpretation. And we all perceive things differently. So it's going to hit people differently. Some people are moved to tears. Some people are just go deeper into thought. Some people have those aha moments. Some people are too uncomfortable that they have to leave the room because it hits a place in them that they've never experienced before. And that's okay, as long as they're okay. Sometimes it's triggering. The accompaniment of cello, I have found, has been one of the most powerful combinations of my voice with my drum, and then having it supported by cello, which just helps to emit all that emotion, that depth that goes into a deeper place in our bodies because of the vibration. It is just absolutely power. It's pure, sheer power. And then going to the next song where it's like more of an upbeat song and it's got a happier tone to it. And then you get the banjo coming in and you get the bass line and you get some rhythm and the harmonies. And it's just being supported and held by all of that just delivers that message straight into the minds, hearts, and souls of people that will just last for a long, 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 long time. Especially just given the time that we're living in, and especially knowing that people are going to come to my shows. Maybe they've never heard a person drum and sing and chant. Maybe they want that experience. Or maybe this is one of their calls to action. Maybe this is one of the 94 where you go out and you support and listen to an Indigenous artist. Or maybe they know who I am, which is wonderful. Maybe they're a fan. Hello, fans. Hello, new fans. Like, maybe they're just curious, you know. Maybe they don't know how to approach the conversation of reconciliation or residential schools or murdered and missing Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. These are the conversations that I have on the stage. But I do it in a way. It's not always comfortable, but it's safe. but I never leave you hanging. There's always going to be smiling. There's always going to be happy stories. There's always going to be bringing it back to that balance and that light, you know, and hope, giving hope and just, you know, being together, reminding us that we're all in this together.
On stage, Gucci will be joined by cellist and vocalist Naomi Kafka, banjo and fiddle player Jeremy Paul, and guitarist Zach Windle. The group takes the stage at 8 p.m. on March 10th at the Remley Theater before making their way to Kitimat to perform at the Mount Elizabeth Theater. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.